おはようございます。
Good morning。
さて、1月からこのエペソ人への手紙、これを説教の中で読み進めて一緒に学んできましたが、今日はその手紙の最後の部分になります。
Back in January, we began our learning together through the book of Ephesians, the letter that Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus. And today, we come to the final passage of that letter.
今日の6章の最後の部分がエペソ人への手紙の全体でどういう流れの中にあるのかを、御言葉にある3つの姿勢に関連付けて振り返ってみたいと思います。
We come to the final half of chapter 6.But if we look once again at the overall flow of the entire epistle, we find three postures in the scripture that we'd like to point out.
この3つですね。膝をかがめて祈る、3章の14節から15節に出てくる、もの。そして、2つ目が歩む、一番下の4章1節。そして、今日出てきた6章の11節、13節、14節に語り立つ。この3つの姿勢を考えていきたいと思います。
The three postures are this. First, in chapter 3, bow our knees in prayer. And then at the bottom, you can see chapter 4, the idea of walk. In some translations in English, it says live, but in other translations, it says walk, and it's that idea of walking through life. And then the last one is today's passage, chapter 6, which is standing firm.
かつて私たちは神に背を向けて罪の奴隷として歩んでいました。でそこから自力で脱出することは不可能で絶望の中にあり、ただただ滅びに死に向かっていました。
For all of us at one time we've turned our backs on God and we've walked the path of being enslaved to our sin. It was impossible for us to break from that situation on our own, and that path that we were walking onwas full of despair and headed straight for destruction.
しかし、憐れみ深い神は、私たち人間が何か素晴らしいことを成し遂げたからでも、何かの条件を満たしたからでもなく、むしろそれを受けるに全くふさわしくなかったものだった私たちを、ただただその一方的な恵みによって救い出し、命を与えてくださいます。
But...Our merciful God. Not because of something amazing that we did, not because of any conditions that we met, and certainly not because we were worthy of it, but because of His rich and amazing grace, did He accomplish something incredible all by Himself. He rescued us, He saved us, and gave us life.
それゆえに父なる神の御前で私たちは膝をかがめて祈るものとなりました。
And that church is why we come into the presence of God our Father and we humbly kneel down and bow our knees and pray.
そうやって私たちには神の豊かな恵みが与えられたのですが、それは自分たちだけがその恵みを味わえるようになるためだけではなくて、それをまだ知らない方々、味わったことがない方々とも一緒に味わえるように、私たちが平和の福音を分かち合うためであると、パウロは言っています。
And we've been given the amazing and abundant grace of God. And God has given it not only to us to experience and enjoy for ourselves, but also to ensure that other people who don't yet know or haven't experienced the richness of God's grace can yet do so through us. This is what Paul is saying in chapter 3, verses 8 through 9, when he explains that God's grace includes the gift of allowing us to share the gospel of peace with others.
その召された召にふさわしく歩みなさいとエペソの4章の1節に書いています。
And then in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, we are urged to walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling to which God calls us.
どのように歩むのか。教会はキリストの体として一つになり、また柱であるキリストに向かって共に成長するようにとあります。
What does it mean? What does it look like to walk in a worthy manner. We are called as the church family to be united as the body of Christ and to grow together towards Jesus Christ, the head of our body.
また私たちは神に習うもの、神の国を受け継ぐもの、主にあって新しくされたもの、もっと砕いて言うと神様の素晴らしさを映し出すものとして歩むよう生きていくようにとあります。
Furthermore, we are to be imitators of God, receiving the inheritance of God's kingdom and then being made new in Jesus. More specifically, scripture says to walk or to live as one who reflects and reveals God's splendor.
そしてそのために固く立つ必要があるとパウロは言っているのです。
And in order to do that, Paul says, it's necessary for us to stand firm in chapter 6.
今日はなぜ固く立つ必要があるのか、そしてどのように固く立つのかについて一緒に学んでいきたいと思います。
So today I want us to focus mostly on this point, on standing firm. First, why? Why do we need to stand firmly? And then secondly, how?How to stand firmly.
私たちは福音を分かち合うために聖霊とともに送り出されています。
As we've been looking at for almost 3 months, we are being sent out with the Holy Spirit to share the gospel.
しかしそこには戦いがあります。
But there is a struggle, there's a fight, a battle that comes with that.
私たちは神の福音、神の平和、神の愛、真理、正義といったものを分かち合いに出ていきます。つまりは福音とか平和とか愛、真理、正義といったものがないところに入っていくわけです。これを聞いただけでも戦いの匂いがするかと思います。
To go out and to share the gospel of Christ, to share God's peace, His love, His truth and justice with others, means going to places where there is no gospel.No peace, no love, truth, or justice. Just hearing that brings the realization to us of the situation that there is going to be a conflict.
このように働いているのは神の力だけではありません。その反対の力も働いている。
And we know that God's power is not the only power at work in this world. The opposite force.The evil power of the enemy, the prince of darkness and father of lies, also exists.
今日のエフェソの6章の11節12節にこうあります。悪魔の策略に対して固く立つことができるように、神のすべての武具を身につけなさい。私たちの格闘は血肉に対するものではなく、支配、力、この暗闇の世界の支配者たち、また天井にいる諸々の悪霊に対するものです。
So then we come to today's passage in Ephesians 6, verses 11 to 12. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand firmly against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces.In the heavenly realms.
私たちの格闘は血肉に対するものではないと言っています。つまり私たちの戦いは人間に対するものではないということ。
The passage clearly states our struggle is not against flesh and blood. In other words, our struggle, our fights and our battles are not against other humans.
そうではなくて悪魔の策略に対するものであり、支配、力、この暗闇の世界の支配者たち、また天井にいる諸々の悪霊に対するものだと言っています。つまり悪魔だったり神と正反対の悪の力との戦いが私たちの戦うべき戦いなのです。
No, our battle rather is against the devil's schemes, against the rulers, authorities, powers of this dark worldand the spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. In other words, we ought to be fighting against the devil and against every power of evil that opposes God.
皆さんは どうでしょうか。自分はこの箇所を読むたびにこのことを思い出しはするのですが、時間が経つとついつい忘れて、気づいたら人と戦おうとしてしまっているということが正直よくあります。
So how about it, church? Every time we read this passage, we are reminded of this truth, but honestly, we often forget about it as time passes and realize that our focus, we focus our struggle and our fight against other people specifically. How about you? Do you struggle with that?
神が望んでおられるのは、私たち人間が主にあって平和の絆で結ばれて一致すること、一つになることです。そしてキリストに似たものへと新しくされ、成長させられていくことです。
First of all, what does God desire? God desires this, that all of us dwell in a relationship with Jesus, connected through the bond of peace, and united with one another because of it. And he desires for us to be made new, growing in the likeness of Jesus, and doing that together as a church family.
神の御前で膝をかがめて祈り、神の素晴らしさを映し出すものとして歩んでいくことです。
To bow our knees and kneel in prayer before the presence of our God, and to walk on the journey of our daily lives in a way that reflects the glory and splendor of the God who loves us and who saves us.
私たちが見据えるべき、目指すべき、向かうべきはここです。
This is where we should be focusing, aiming, and going towards as our destination.
一方、悪魔や悪霊たちといった神に敵対する悪の力は、神を知ろう、神に近づこう、神と良い関係を持とうとする私たちの邪魔をしています。
But on the other hand, the devil, the demons, the evil spiritual powers desire this for us. To interfere and get in the way of us getting to know God and draw close to Him, making it as difficult as possible for us to be in a good, intimate relationship with God.
私たちは次のような悪魔のささやきに気づかなければなりません。
Church, we need to be aware of and on guard against the ways that the devil whispers to us like this.
いくら神に祈ったって、どうせ答えてなんかくれないよ。神を信じたって無駄だよ。
No matter how much you pray and seek God, you can't find Him. So, it's just useless to believe.
変えられて新しくなるなんてお前には無理無理。そんなことお前が一番わかってるだろう。
It's impossible to change, to become different and new. You know that about yourself, right?
一回きりの人生なんだから、自分のやりたいことをやらなきゃ損だぞ。
You only live life once, so you better do what you want because you only get one chance.
あの人はあんなに素晴らしい働きをしてる、この人はこんなにたくさんの賜物がある、それと比べてお前には何の取りもないな。
That person is doing amazing things, aren't they? And that person over there has so many different talents and gifts. If you compare yourselves to them, you'll never measure up to them. You can never achieve or become like them. So what's the point? You might as well just give up now.
今日は疲れて気が向かないんだろう。一回くらい礼拝休んだっていいよ。いいじゃないか。
You feel tired and overwhelmed that you're weak andYou know, you just wouldn't be into it or wouldn't get anything out of it. It's not that big of a deal. Just to skip just this one time. Don't get together with the church. It's okay.
よく漫画やドラマに出てくるような天使と悪魔のね、そうしてはいけないわ。いや、いいよ、やっちゃえ、やっちゃえみたいな戦いが本当にリアルにある。
Many of you have seen the cartoons, pictures of a little devil on one side and a little angel on the other side, andOne is saying, don't do that. And the other one's saying, oh, it's going to be okay. Just go ahead and do it just this once. But in reality, there is a spiritual battle that is going on for our attention.
こうやって悪魔はキリストに向かって成長しようとする私たち一人一人に対して、キリストから顔を背けさせ、 罪へと後退するように誘惑しています。
Just as we are determined to seek Christ, to grow closer to and to be changed by Him, the devil is also proactively seeking ways to tempt each one of us, to turn our attention away from Jesus and to retreat towards sin.
主にあって新しい人に変えられようとする私たちに古い人へと後戻りさせようと惑わしています。
We who are supposedly redeemed by Christ and made new are tricked, we're confused, we're being pulled back into our old selves that we know and feel is more comfortable and more familiar.
また私たちのキリストにある一致を乱し、教会の一致を壊し、キリストの体である教会を衰えさせ、敗北させ、そうやってつながりを壊して人を孤立させようとあらゆる手段を使っています。
And the devil also uses ways to distract and to discourage us, like breaking our shared purpose in Christ, breaking up the unity and the focus of the church, weakening the church's confidence in our identity, and pulling us away from our mission and our purpose. By doing so, the devil isolates us from one another and dulls or nullifies our testimony, our service, and our worship.
悪魔や悪霊たちは神の力を小さく見せて、気づかないうちに私たちを不安や絶望に陥れます。恐れや焦りによって私たちを弱らせ、束縛し、支配し、操ろうとしてきます。実に効果的です。
The evil powers and the principalities and the spiritual realm are trying to fool us into thinking that God's power isn't so big. They try to plunge us into anxietyand despair, without us even realizing it or being conscious of it. Fear and impatience weaken, enslave, dominate, and manipulate us. The devil is more cunning and effective at what he wants to do than what we give him credit for.
この日本において悪魔が使っている一つの手段が忙しさだと聞いたことがあります。
I have heard.That one of the most specific ways that the devil works best and most effectively here in Japan is uses the effective tool to bring us away from God. That's busyness.
勤勉という日本人の素晴らしい国民性を利用して人々をひたすら忙しくさせ、神とか信仰といった私たち人間にとって最も大事なことを考えたり向き合ったり選んだりする時間やスペース。心の余裕を巧妙に取り去っているということは確かにと思われます。
The devil takes advantage of Japan's wonderful national and cultural character to be diligent and hardworking, and the desire to do our best, and twisting it to keep people infinitely busy and enslaved to expectations, responsibilities, and schedules, so that we fail to have time.Space and the condition of our hearts where we can choose what is most important and most needed in our lives, such as God and our faith. And I think that if all of us really, really took the time to reflect on that, we could find that this is true. And it's a clever way that Satan is at work.
私たちはよく目の前で起こっている表面的な出来事にとらわれて簡単に力を失ってしまったり、目の前にいる相手と敵対し合ってしまいます。でもその背後には私たちの目には見えない悪の力が働いているということを知り、常に注意を払っている必要があるのです。
We often get really caught up in superficial events or even in things that are worthwhileThat are right before our eyes and have our immediate attention, and we lose our strength or become critical and unhappy with the other people around us. But behind that, we must be aware of and heed caution to the fact that there is an evil power that is unseen, that we most often cannot see with our physical eyes.
私たちの格闘は血肉に対するものではなく、支配、力、この暗闇の世界の支配者たち、 また天上にいる諸々の悪霊に対するものです。
Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces in the heavenly realms.
私たちの戦いは人間に対するものではありません。
Our battle is not against humans.
つまり私たちが戦う相手は妻や夫でも親でも子供でも親戚でもありません。
In other words, our enemy is not our spouse, it's not a parent or a child or another relative in our family.
友人でも恋人でも職場の同僚、上司、部下でも学校の生徒や先生、生徒の親でもありません。
It's not our friend, it's not the one that we're dating.It's not our colleague, our boss, or the co-worker that's under us. It's not the student at our school, or the teacher at our school, or the parent of one of our students.
組織や国のリーダーでもありません。
It's not the CEO of some major corporation, or even a national leader.
もちろん、同じ教会の家族や教会のリーダーたちでも、
And we must remember, it's also not a church leader or a fellow church member.
そうではなく、私たちが戦うべきは、それらすべての背後に働いている悪の力であること。このことをぜひ改めて覚えて祈りながら、この一週間を過ごしてみてください。これだけでも世界とか目の前で起こっている出来事の見方、自分たちの心の姿勢が変えられてくると。
Rather, it is the evil force behind the person whom you may be in conflict with or may wrongly perceive as your enemy. Please be intentionally mindful of that this week and devote time to pray specifically about it. We really believe that this would be transformational in the attitudes that we carry in our hearts.And in the way that we see and perceive others, and what is happening in the world, and what is happening right in front of us.
先ほども言ったように、この悪魔は実に狡猾で、悪の力というのはとても強く、私たち人間が太刀打ちできる相手では実はありません。
As I said earlier, the devil is really cunning and crafty in his deception, and the power of evil is so strong.That we humans are no match for its strength.
イエス様もルカの福音書の10章で弟子たちを宣教に送り出すときに狼の群れの中に子羊たちを送り出すようなものだと言っています。私たちが悪魔や悪霊などの悪の力と対峙するというのは子羊が狼の群れと対峙するようなものだと。
Jesus speaks about this in Luke chapter 10When he sends his disciples out on mission and he says, I'm sending you out armed with vulnerability, like lambs walking into a pack of wolves. When we confront the forces of evil, the devil and his demons, it's similar to being a young lamb that's facing a whole pack of wolves.
だから、パウロはこう言っています。主にあって、その大量の力によって強められなさい。悪魔の策略に対して固く立つことができるように神のすべての武具を身につけなさい。
So that is why Paul says this in today's passage in verse 10 and 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand firmly against the devil's schemes.
神の大能の力によって強められなさい。そして、神のすべての武具を身につけなさいとあります。この神の大能の力についてエペソ人の手紙の1章で、次のように書かれています。
When Paul says be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power and put on the full armor of God in chapter 6 he's referring back to something that he has already addressed and expressed in another way in chapter 1
1章20節から21節この滞納の力を神はキリストのうちに働かせてキリストを死者の中から蘇らせ天上でご自分の右の座につかせてすべての支配、権威、権力、主権の上に また今の世だけでなく次に来る世においても唱えられるすべての名の上に置かれました。
In chapter 1 verses 20 and 21 That power is the same as the mighty strength that he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms far aboveall rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but in the one to come.
神はこの大能の力によって、キリスト、イエス様をすべての支配、権威、権力、主権の上、またすべての名の上に置かれたとあります。
It is by this power of God that Jesus the Christ is placed aboveall rule, authority, power, and dominion and name of everything else for all time.
つまりここではっきりしているのが悪魔の力と神の力では神の力が断然勝っているということ。悪魔との戦いでは神がすでに勝利しておられる。
In other words, what is made totally clear here is that the power of God through Jesus is far superior to that of the devil's power.And we know that it is already determined that God has won the victory in the battle with the devil at the end of all things and all time.
イエス様ご自身もこのように言われていました。ヨハネの福音書の16章33節。これらのことをあなた方弟子たちに話したのは、あなた方が私にあって平安を得るためです。世にあっては苦難があります。しかし勇気を出しなさい。私はすでに世に勝ちました。
Jesus himself says this to his disciples. I have told you these things so that you will be whole and at peace. In this world, you will be plagued with times of trouble, but you need not fear. I have triumphed over this corrupt world order.
この神の大能の力にあって強められなさい。そうすれば恐れることはありませんとイエス様もパウロも言っております。
Paul is reassuring us, and maybe he'd say it like this today: Be confident in the strength of God's mighty power. Then you have nothing to fear.
またパウロは言います。悪の力との戦いに備えるために神のすべての武具を身につけなさい。
And Paul also says this to exhort and to encourage us in a way to be protected against the devil's attacks and to proactively ready ourselves to fight against them. Put on the full armor of God.
神のすべての武具とは、神の真理、神の正義、神の平和の福音、それらを信じる信仰、神の救い、私たちのうちに宿っている神の霊、また私たちが心の言語で読むことができている神の言葉とあります。
The full armor of God is this. Ready? Get ready and list it down. God's armor is this. God's truth, God's justice, God's gospel of peace, as well as faith in God, the salvation that He gives, the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit in us, and God's word found in Scripture to dwell in our hearts.
これらはすべて聖書を通して、礼拝を通して、祈りを通して、賛美を通して、説教を通して、神がすでに私たちに備えてくださっている霊的なものです。
These are the spiritual things that God has lovingly and intentionally prepared for us, and that He gives to us through the Bible, through our worship, through prayer and praise, through the messages that are proclaimed and preached and prophesied.
1月からの毎週の礼拝やその中の説教、聖書の学びだけでもたくさんのことを私たちは学び、聞いて、受け取ってきていると思います。
I really believe that God has blessed us, that He has availed it to us and gifted it to us through what we have heard and received and learned in our sermons, in our weekly worship since January and through the various opportunities to study the Bible together as well.
それらの霊的な武具を身につけなさいとパウロは言います。
Those things are our spiritual armor that Paul is telling us dress fully. In fact, he says it very directly. put on the full armor.
神の武具があるということや、それぞれの武具についての知識として、武具について知識として知っているだけでは、これらの武具は床に置かれたままで、その役割を果たしません。
Don't put on some of the armor, put on the full armor. It's, even though it's given freely, the armor itself is meaningless if you're not wearing it fully. It's not enough to just know that we've been given armor. It's not enough to just have it on the floor beside you.
誰か他の人に着せてもらいなさい。また、誰か他の人が代わりに着せてくるのを待って、期待して待っていなさい。でもありません。身につけなさい。
It's not serving its purpose if you're satisfied with letting somebody else wear the armor. Or if you're waiting for somebody else to dress you with it. That's not what Paul says. He's saying that we have to take the initiative to put it on ourselves. Every one of us. Every one of us.
神の霊的なすべての武具を主はすでに用意して私たちに与えてくださっています。
And God has already prepared and has already generously and lovingly given His entire army, armor that we need.
私たちはまず一人一人がそれらをいつも祈りを通して思い起こし、働かせ、実践していくことで自らその武具を取り、
Each one of us has to begin by remembering that we have been given it. That we need to take it and put it on ourselves and practice moving in it. That part is our responsibility.
別の視点で見てみると、これらの霊的な武具はイエス・キリストにあって明らかにされているものであり、またイエス・キリストそのものであるともいうことができます。
Maybe another way of understanding it is by saying that the spiritual armor is revealed in Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus Christ, and is Jesus Christ himself.
つまり、主の大能の力によって強められることも、神の武具を身につけることも、主イエスを着ること、イエス・キリストと強く結ばれていることを意味しています。
In other words,Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power, and put on the full armor of God. Both means to be clothed in Christ, and to remain intimately and strongly connected with and to Jesus Christ.
ヨハネの福音書15章の5節でイエス様はこのように言われています。私はブドウの木、あなた方は枝です。人が私にとどまり、私もその人にとどまっているなら、その人は多くの実を結びます。私を離れては、あなた方は何もすることができないのです。
Jesus talks about it in this way, using this expression in John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you abide in me, and I in you, you will bear great fruit.Without me, you will accomplish nothing.
私たちの格闘、私たちの戦いは、私たちが自分の力で戦う戦いではありません。
So our struggle, our fight, this battle of ours is not something that we do on our own or by ourselves.
人間の知恵や経験、この世の富、地位、権力といったものに頼って戦う戦いでもありません。
It is not a battle that we fight that relies upon human wisdom or human experience, not by wealth, status, and the power that is defined or identified in this world.
神から与えられている霊的な武具と、主の力によって身を固め、主と共に戦う戦いなのです。
It is a battle that we fight together.With our Lord Jesus, using the spiritual resources and power and the spiritual armor of God that He gives to us.
父なる神の御前で膝をかがめて祈る私たちは、そこから福音を分かち合うために歩んでいくようにと召されています。
Before our Father God, we bow our knees and kneel to pray, so that we can walk the journey of our life that reflects and is found in our call to share the gospel.
でもその一歩を踏み出す前に、私たちは神の滞納の力にあって強められ、神のすべての武具を身につけ、霊的な戦いに備えて固く立つことで、大胆な一歩を踏み出していくことができるようになるのです。
But before we take that bold step of faith, we find strength in the Lord and in His mighty power.Putting on the full armor of God and standing firm, ready for spiritual warfare. It is only then that we can all take that bold step together forward in faith.
この悪の力との霊的な戦いにおいて、時に悪の力の強大さに圧倒されて、希望を失い、力を失ってしまうこともあるかと。
Sometimes in the spiritual warfare against the powers and the principalities of evil, we may feel overwhelmed by them and struggle not to lose our hope and the power that is given to us.
だからパウロはこのように言っています。18節。あらゆる祈りと願いによって、どんな時にも御霊によって祈りなさい。そのために目を覚ましていて、すべての生徒のために忍耐の限りを尽くして祈りなさい。
And that's why Paul says this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and keep always praying for all of God's people.
一致と平和を求めて、共に忍耐の限りを尽くして、お互いのために祈り合いましょう。これは一致と平和を守るための戦いであり、また一人一人がバラバラに孤立して戦うのではなく、教会がキリストの体として一致しながら、一つになりながら共に戦う戦いでもあるのです。
So let's pray for one another and proactively seek and pursue the peace of Christ.And the unity that is found in Him, and bear with one another patiently. This spiritual battle is a battle for unity, for peace, and it is a battle that the church fights together as the body of Christ, not a battle that is meant to be fought alone or on our own.
今週、私たち一人一人が、またキリストの体として教会全体が毎日主の滞納の力によって強められ、神のすべての武具を身につけ、固く立って、この世界に大胆に踏み出していくことができるようになります。
This week we are praying that every one of us and the whole church as the body of Christ will be strengthened by the Lord's mighty power every day. That we will put on the full armor of God daily.Standing firm in the spiritual battle and boldly stepping out in faith into the world.
お祈りしましょう。
Let's pray.
神様、あなたは私たちの光です。
Beloved God, you are our light.
あなたは私たちの救いです。
You are our salvation.
私たちの命の砦です。
You are the fortress of our life.
だから私たちは恐れません。
That's why we don't succumb to fear.
この世にあって、どんな悪の攻撃があっても、私たちが神のすべての武具を身につけるときに、私たちは固く立つことができます。
No matter how evil attacks us in this world,We know we can stand firm and confidently when we are dressed in your armor, the armor of God, the armor that you've given to us.
私たちがあなたと共にあるとき、あなたのその滞納の力によって強められます。
When we are with you, we are strengthened by your mighty power.
主よ、 この世にあってあなたの福音を分かち合うために大胆に歩んでいけるようにあなたに祈り頼みます。
Lord, we depend fully on you so that we can step out boldly in faith and walk sharing your gospel in this world.
どうぞ私たちの一生を守り強めあなたの御国の拡大のためにそしてあなたの栄光のために私たちをこの教会を用いてください。
Please protect the unity of this church family, Lord, and strengthen and mature us so that we can be used by you for your glory and for the expansion of your holy kingdom.
私たちの主イエス様の皆でお願いします。
We pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Amen.
国を訪れ受けしまえば十字架の言葉述べ伝えよキリストイエスにあがらわれて上も渇きも今を去りぬ命の限り告げ知らせよ十字架の言葉イエスの愛を救いと訪れ受けしまえ命の限り告げ